Anchorage, Alaska, is about as far away as you can get from Sudan, and it's not just the distance on the map. More and more refugees from southern Sudan are making a home in Anchorage, and now they've come up with a way to keep their children connected to their homeland, language classes. Annie Feit of Alaska Public Radio Network has the story from Anchorage.
In a small classroom in a Baptist church, Mading Bol asks for volunteers to read a short passage in Nuer, his native language. Three kids up front leap out of their chairs to get Bol's attention. But he calls on a quieter student sitting in the back.
You will be next, okay?
Okay.
It's a short story about a man and a woman who milk a cow, and it paints a picture of a life these kids have never known. They were born in the United States, most of them in Omaha, Nebraska. Their parents were resettled there in the 90s after fleeing civil war in Sudan and enduring 10 to 15 years in refugee camps in Africa. Mading Bol has seven children, all born in the U.S. He says his 12-year-old daughter, Nagua, is typical of all his kids.
You know, when she was 2, 3, 4 years old, she speak very good Nuer. When she went to school, she lost it all. And now, you know, I cannot communicate with her well in Nuer. She forced me to go and speak in English.
It's a common story among the Sudanese in Anchorage. So last summer, Bol and other leaders in the Sudanese community decided to start the language classes. Daniel Gottcoat is another teacher here. He has six daughters, and they all have trouble communicating with his wife.
My wife, she doesn't speak good English. How can a parent live with the children and their children don't understand their parent?
There are now about 1,000 refugees from South Sudan living in Anchorage. Gottcoat arrived in the city in 2008. Like many Sudanese here, he left Nebraska when the economy went sour, hoping to find work in the oil fields on Alaska's North Slope.
That's why we moved over here.
The oil companies weren't hiring, so Gottcoat found a good job with the Anchorage School District as a language and cultural liaison. But Gottcoat's real passion is teaching Nuer three nights a week. On this night, there are about 30 students divided among three classrooms. The oldest kids sit at long tables in a bright room at the front of the church. They repeat phrases their teacher calls out. Fifth grader Teach Wall was born in New York a few months after her family arrived in the U.S.
I would have been born in Africa if we just, like, stayed there for, like, another 3 or 4 months.
Teach says the classes are helping her communicate better with her mom.
When I talk in Nuer and English mixed up. Like, if I were to say a word, and then after I like to say a sentence in Nuer, I'd put a little bit of English in it.
The classes are also helping Teach feel connected to the place her parents are from. She's writing a report on South Sudan for her elementary school class. She says she's seen videos from the country, but can't quite picture what it looks like. She does know one thing, though. It's hot in Sudan. And that's a big contrast to her home here.
I don't like snow because it's cold and freezing.
A lot of the kids and adults at the language class feel this way. The younger students waste no time bringing the subject up when I ask them if they like living in Anchorage.
It's too snowy.
Yeah, it's too wetty. I mean, too rainy.
It's too cold.
So how come you don't like the snow? I thought all kids like the snow.
No, because snow's too cold.
It gets in your shoes. And it gets
I like snow because when snow's not dirty, I eat it.
Even with their complaints about the climate, none of the Sudanese families has any plans to go back to their newly independent homeland. They say it's still too unstable. Mading Bol says he'd like to return someday with his seven children. In the meantime, though, he says he's focused on building a strong Sudanese community in Anchorage. For The World, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
You can find more of our extensive coverage of Sudan, including some really nice slideshows. It's all at theworld.org.